So I'll just bring up the slideshow again. We're working our way slowly through these.
好，我们现在回来继续看 PPT。
Okay, so we had feminism, and again, feminism is where women are trying to supersede or go above their position in society which God has established for them.
所以所谓的女性主义呢，其实是女性想要从原本上帝安排的这个基础的社会基础里面的角色要跳出来。
It's something that every Christian needs to come to realize, and it can only be done through Bible study, is what is my place in society?
其实我们要了解一个基督徒呢，你真的必须要从这个研读圣经的课程里面理解到我们真正在这个社会里的角色是什么。
Remember when we studied about the fallen angels who broke the rules in Genesis chapter 6, it was because they had left their place. They left their place that God had given to them, and then they were having relations with the human woman.
在创世纪的第六章里面就是提到说，那些天使他们到底发生什么事了？这些堕落天使他们其实就是离开了他们本来有的角色跟地位，跑去不接受神给他的指令，而变成去跟人类的女儿发生关系。
We see that story or the account mentioned in Jude, the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 6 and 7.
我们在约伯记的第一章六跟七节里也看到。
And it says specifically, there's a Greek word topos, which means place, that the angels left their place.
哦，那边就很清楚的说，他们这些天使离开了他们的位置。
And see, like women have a place in the marriage.
就好像女人在婚姻中也有她的位置。
Just because they're under the authority of the husband does not mean they cannot be happy, though.
就算说他们是在他们的位置是比他们的先生要低，并不代表他们就不会快乐啊。
But what they have to accept, when people get married, usually everybody's happy and you know, they love each other. But they have to accept that this husband, this man that they're marrying, has a sin nature and he's no damn good. He's not a good man.
当结婚的时候，可能大家都非常的快乐，因为他们彼此相爱。但这个男人是一个不好的男人。
And he's going to make bad decisions.
他有可能就会下很多错误的坏的决定。
Yeah, because he is a sinner and he's living in the devil's world.
因为这个男人他是一个罪人，而且他是活在撒旦的计划中。
But the woman will have to realize that her happiness does not depend on the husband. The happiness depends on her relationship with the Lord.
而这个女人呢，她必须要理解，她的快乐并幸福并不是要完全依靠这个男人，她的快乐应该要依靠着神。
Marriages do break down because the husband and the wife, they're not happy. That's really why marriages break down. They're not happy.
一个婚姻之所以会破碎，当然是因为这个男人跟女人他们在一起不快乐。
They're expecting too much from each other.
他们呢都对彼此期待太高。
And what they need to understand is that they are both sinners. And marriage as an establishment is a perfect organization, but the people in the marriage are not perfect.You see, they're both sinners. Everybody in a marriage is a sinner, right?
而一个婚姻中男女都是罪人，这是所有的人我们都理解的吧。
The marriage organization is established by God. That's a perfect it's a perfect system.
而这个婚姻男女的结合是神设计的一个完美的一个组织。
But the problem is you have imperfect people, and they're in this marriage, and they think that marriage should be perfect, but that's not the truth.
但是呢，这个结合的两个人，他们却不是完美的，所以他们是不完美的人，在这样一个完美的婚姻中，这样他能期待他是全部完美吗
？It's the same thing for when they have children. Parents are not perfect either, and children should never expect their parents to be perfect.
就像父母跟子女的关系也是一样，父母永远不可能是完美的啊！你的小孩子怎么可以去期待有一个完美的父母？
But children are still expected, and in fact commanded by God, that they have to obey their parents.
但是神还是有一个规矩，是所有的孩子们必须要顺服于父母。
Just like we're expected to obey the government.
就像我们被期待 被神期待我们要顺服于我们的政府。
And government systems can be very evil, actually.
而这个政府很可能它的系统是邪恶的。
And all of the people, from the person at the top, that could be the president or the prime minister or the king or whoever, all the way down to the people at the bottom of that government organization, they're all sinners.
而从最上面的，不管说是国王啦、总统啦或总理啊，到最下面政府的最底。基层的政府官员，他们可能都是很邪恶的哦。
But you have to say to yourself, this is the devil's world, and these are the things that are going to test me.
但你要对自己说，这就是一个恶魔的世界。
This is my test. How am I going to relate to these tests?
而这就是对我的一个试验考验，所以我应该要如何去面对这种考验。
People will say, like, the government's not fair, and my husband's not fair, and my boss is not fair. Well, what do you expect? We're in the devil's world.
哦，你可能会讲说，哦，这个政府不公平，啊，然后我的先生是不公平的，那我的老板是不公平的。但你能期待什么呢？这本来就是一个 devil's world,
That's right.
魔鬼的世界。
And you can either get angry about it, or you can apply some doctrine.
你不能对他生气。因为我们的圣经这样教导。
Yeah, we're commanded, don't get angry. You cannot be angry.
我们被要求不能为此生气。
But through the problem-solving devices, and we have 10 problem-solving devices, you can learn how to respond properly in those situations.
我们被授予了十个解决问题的方法，我们是要经由这十个方法去回应、反应这些不公平的世界。
Just looking at the slideshow again, so we had feminism, that's one example. Homosexuality and same-sex marriage, we've talked a lot about that.
好，我们刚刚提到了自由主义里面包括女性主义，还有同性恋主义。
Pacifism, now pacifism is when you protest about military action. So pacifism really comes from the word peace, like you want peace in the world.
哦，然后呢，这个叫做和平主义，就是基本上你非常非常重视这个世界是不可以有战争的。
You would have heard about the hippies and these people that protest the government when they, for example, in America, they were fighting the Vietnam War, and the hippies were throwing flowers at the soldiers and saying, "Put down your guns" and things like this.
就像在60年代的这些嬉皮主义在美国，他们就是非常非常的这个反对抗议。去越南打仗的这些政策，所以他们还把花都丢到那些军人的身上，说啊，不要去打仗。
That's a very nice idea because, you know, war is a very horrible thing.
这当然是听起来是一个非常好的一个想法，因为战争真的是一个太恐怖的事情。
But the military establishment, this is also ordained by God, and God commanded Israel, for example, that they need to build a strong army.
但是呢，军队的建造，它的整个的建立也是神的一个意志。就像以色列，神就有跟他们说，一定要有很强大的军队。
And God established military as part of a nation because he knew you would have evil nations which would want to attack other nations and you need to be strong to defend yourself.
所以神他是跟所有的国家建设里面都有设立了所谓军队来保护自己的能力，因为他知道有一些国家他就是有那种非常邪恶想要来侵犯别国的这种状态。
On the way over to class today, we were talking about Nanjing.And how the Japanese had basically killed 5 million people in Nanjing. Now, if the Chinese had a strong army at that time and a strong sense of nationalism and a unity in the country, you could have defended yourself and that Nanjing massacre would never happen.
就像我们在课堂，今天课堂前有提到这个南京大屠杀，那时候日本人在南京杀了好几百万人，哈，在这个状态的情况下，如果当时的政府有非常强大的军队，他就可以保护自己，不至于被日本侵犯。
That really wasn't a result of pacifism, but pacifists will try to destroy a military. They say, we don't need an army, we can all just be at peace.
而这个所谓的和平主义呢，它其实重点不是，到后来它就是不是说不要战争而已，它根本是要消灭军队的概念。
Jesus Christ said, there will always be wars and there will always be rumors of war until I come back.
耶稣基督的他的跟我们讲了，就是说总会是有战争的，直到我回来。
Some people might think, well, Jesus is all about love, and Jesus said we have to love each other, so we don't need armies. Well, actually, Jesus said the opposite.
说，哎，耶稣代表了爱，所以耶稣一定不会认同战争，不会认同军队。但实际上，耶稣从来他的想法和说法完全是相反的。
So that's just another example of liberalism. See, liberalism means free ideas of thinking.自由主义 it's all part of that same system.
所以这些呢都是自由主义下的产物，就是所有的事情都是要完全自由的。
Another one we had here is the anti-smacking policies. This comes back to the family again, where the people have said you should not spank your children. That's evil. They would say that's evil to spank your children.
就是还有一种就是反对体罚的这个政策，就像在学校里面或者是家庭里面，认为父母亲不该打孩子。
How can you hit your children?
你怎么能够打你的孩子？
Well, actually, when I was growing up, we were always spanked, and it made us more obedient, and that's the whole idea of being spanked.
但是像 Tim 就说，在他小时候长大的过程中，他总是会被体罚的哈。那被打这件事情，其实让孩子们学会了服从。
Spanking your children is a biblical concept that's commanded in scripture.
而这个打孩子就是可以处罚孩子，其实呢是在我们的圣经里就教义里就已经有教导我们应该要做的。
It has to be done in a proper way, of course.
当然要用比较正确好的方法来做。
I heard you just say打孩子, right? But it's not, you're not really hitting them. Spanking is a proper way of doing it, where you sit the child down and you say, okay, we have rules in the house, and if you don't obey the rules, I'm going to have to spank you, that kind of thing.
所以打孩子绝对不是最好的说法，因为打好像听起来是整个就是拳打脚踢，不是的。打这个所谓的处罚，它一定是有一个方法的，要跟孩子讲说，哦，你现在做错什么事了，所以你应该要得到什么样的处罚，然后就在理性的状况下去执行的。
You're not trying to traumatize the child. You don't want them injured in any way. But usually from a very young age, a small spank on the backside, it hurts for about 30 seconds. But that's enough. That's all you need.
所以我们在处罚孩子的时候，绝对不是说哦把孩子都打伤了。我们很可能从小孩很小的时候，他做错事情，你就是轻轻的打他的屁股或背，而且他的那个疼痛大概就是30秒后就会消失的。
And again, the idea is to get them to obey you because children don't understand concepts when they're very small. All they can understand is pain.
因为我们重点是要让小孩知道他做错了。因为那么小的小孩，他并不知道什么事情是对与错，他只懂得他会痛。
And now the anti-smacking policies, like for example in New Zealand, now it's illegal to spank your children. It actually came about because some parents were very abusive, and they were abusing their children, like really putting them in hospital. And obviously that's totally wrong.
所以在纽西兰呢，是有这个所谓不准体罚的这个法令哈。那其实这个法令的来源是因为有一些父母亲他这是虐待孩子，他是用虐待的方法来打孩子。
But rather than the government looking at those as being special cases where the parents should actually be taken to court, they said, oh, we'll just stop everybody spanking their children, that'll make it easier to rule.
而政府呢却没有对那些有问题的父母特别把他抓走让他去面对法庭的这些审判，他反而呢定出了一个完全谁都不可以体罚的一个政策。
So now what's happening is you're having a whole generation of children growing up and they're not being obedient to their parents.
结果呢，我们却造成了纽西兰的有一整代的孩子们，他们长大的过程都没有被处罚过，然后他们就完全不服从他们的父母。
And when those children are not learning to be obedient to their parents, then they get to school. Now they're not obedient to the teachers either.
所以这些孩子们呢，在家里不服从父母，他到了学校，他也不服从老师。
And so it's causing big problems in the classrooms.
所以这造成了学校在教室里很严重的问题。
And then these children, of course, they grow up a little bit more, and then they get to work in a work environment. They're not going to be obedient to their boss either.
结果呢，这些孩子们呢，从学校毕业以后到了职场上， 他们到了职场也不愿意顺服他们的老板。
Yeah, they've never been taught to be obedient.
他们因为从来没有被教导必须要有顺服、服从的一个概念。
They haven't got into this habit, and it really is a habit that needs to be developed of saying yes to the authorities.
所以他们没有被建立一种习惯，这其实是一种习惯呢，就是要对他的权柄顺服。
From a young age, their sin nature has been saying, hey, you can rebel, just say no, say no.
所以呢，他们从小呢，就被他们的这个罪性来带领了，让他们说完全就是可以反抗，然后对所有的事情都说 no。
And because of that, that means that their whole life now, as they grow up, they have this constant attitude of rebellion against authorities.
而随着这样年龄长大，他们就变成了一种习惯，就是对所有的权柄都要反抗。
And it's joined together with satanic strategy. For example, the liberalist idea, just follow your heart. If whatever you want to do, if it feels right, just follow your heart.
这种就成就了撒旦他的计划，他的阴谋，就是有一种很自由的一种概念，是说你要跟随着你的心来走。
Okay, but the Bible says that the heart is very wicked above all else. The Bible says your heart, the ideas and the intents of the heart of man are wicked, are evil.
而圣经告诉我们，我们的心其实是非常邪恶的。
If you follow your heart, obviously you're going to get involved in evil.
如果你就是跟随你的心走的话，你就是最后就是往邪恶的方向行。
You don't follow your heart, you follow the Bible, you follow Jesus, right?
你不能跟随你的心，你要跟随的是圣经，跟随的是耶稣基督。
Okay, so anti-smacking policies, you know, they have long-term consequences for a person's life and for society.The anti-smacking policies.
所以这个所谓反体罚主义这政策呢，其实会影响的非常的严重，是对整个社会的结构都是造成了影响。
And then the last one under liberalism, there are other categories, so these are just some examples of liberalism, but the last one I have here is euthanasia.
在自由主义的最后一项是
Now we call it euthanasia.Euthanasia, I'll just put it up on the board here. It's an interesting word, actually. You have the Greek word eu, which means good. Then thanos means death. So it's actually saying good death, or a good way to die.
这个字呢，前面的 eu 呢，就是好的意思。那后面的 thana 就是死的意思。所以呢，这个整个字呢，代表的意思就是安乐死。
And this is where people say, oh, yeah, my grandmother's dying of cancer and she's been in pain for the last 2 years, and let's just give her an injection and put her to sleep.
就像有人说，他的祖母已经得这个癌症两年了，然后一天天都在忍受非常难过的疼痛，所以他们就决定让他可以安乐死。
And that sounds like a nice idea, doesn't it? You know, to give her a nice, peaceful death.
而这个听起来好像是一个不错的主意啊，就让她有一个很安好的一个死亡。
But the problem is that this goes against God's plan, because God is the one who decides the time of your birth and the time of your death, of course.
但这就已经违反了这个神的计划了，因为神是决定我们什么时候生、什么时候死的人。
And suffering is a part of our lives.
而所谓的受苦难本来就是我们人生的一部分。
And obviously if an old person is dying, it's not just suffering for that person, but for the whole family as well.
而一个在生病、在受苦生病的人，他的苦难其实不是光这个人而已哦，是整个家庭一起受苦难。
And that's why people say, well, that, you know, we've run out of money and it's causing us so much emotional distress and grandma, she wants to go anyway, so let's just stick a needle in her and let's just kill her. And then we can all be happy.
所以这个就好像这个人说啦，这个祖母在生病啦，造成我们家很多的问题啊，所有的这个财务也不变成不行啦，所以他又祖母又在承受这些苦难，我们就让他打一针就走了，这样所有的人都从苦难中解脱了，不是很好吗？
But through that suffering, God can use that to bring people to him.
但是经由这样的苦难， 神可以把人带到他面前。
So let's say a grandma might have to suffer for 2 years, but if she hears the gospel during that time, she can believe in the gospel message, and then she can go to heaven. So rather than suffering not just for 2 years, but suffering for eternity in the lake of fire, she goes to heaven.
所以当这个母亲，这祖母她受苦的时候呢，这两年她很可能有机会听到了福音，然后她可以理解说，当她走后，她可以到天堂。否则的话呢，他就在没有变成一个基督徒之前就死了，他就没有机会去天堂，所以他要一辈子，应该说永久的受到这个地狱跟火湖的折磨。
Dying is actually almost like a very sacred thing. The time of your death belongs to God.
其实死亡是一个很神圣的事情，因为这个死亡是属于神的权柄。
But again, your governments, if they can organize or they can allow the time of your death, now the government is controlling your time of death. So the government has become God. That's another evil thing. Well, if the government can say who can die and who can't,
who?
The government through euthanasia, allowing people to be killed, you see.
Oh, 所以如果我们一个国家有安乐死的政策，就等于是说这个政府它有了权力来决定你死与不死。那就等于是把神的神圣的这个死亡的权柄变成了政府拥有。
Okay, so that power or that authority to decide when a person dies or not, that doesn't belong to people, that doesn't belong to governments, that's God's decision.
所以呢，我们要了解死与否的这个权柄不是属于人的，也不是属于政府的，它是属于上帝的。
Okay, the next category we have of evil is addiction.
那再来一个邪恶的方向就是沉迷。
Okay, now addiction is always going to come out of the sin nature or from the emotions. There's an emotional attachment to something. Drugs or social media, pornography, video games, things like that.
所以呢，这个沉迷的这个是来自于我们的罪性，那以及我们的情绪啊，就是我们情绪中对一些情感或者是酒精药物的那种就是沉迷。
Yeah, and actually there's a scientific basis for addiction in that your brain gets addicted to certain chemicals which are released in the bloodstream and released from your kidneys and from your liver, whenever you get involved in these physical activities. Even bungee jumping, you know bungee jumping, right? Bungee jumping gives you an adrenaline rush. Those adrenalines are chemicals and they get to the brain and the brain likes that.
所以其实沉迷呢，它是一种状态，就是一种某一种外在的你做的事情，会刺激到你的肝脏，释放出一些化学，可以刺激你的头脑。所以实际上，不管你是在玩电玩，或者是你跳这个高空弹跳，你都可能得到了那种刺激，而发出那个你的肝脏发出那样的激素，然后刺激你的脑部。
Even at football games, you know, people can get addicted to those football games because it gives them a rush.
而就像看足球赛，你也是一样，有在这看的过程中，你得到了某一种刺激，这个刺激就进入你的身体，刺激到你的身体产生那些化学的激素。
Actually, and we use that idiom in English for something giving you a rush, R-U-S-H. And we say it's like a high.And it can be even from chocolate or coffee. People get it from cigarettes or alcohol as well. It's a rush.
我们讲这个字 R-U-S-H, 哈，这种刺激呢，它其实就是让我们身体进入一种比较亢奋的状态。然后呢，不管是看球赛，或者是抽烟，或者是什么，很多都会提供这样子的这种化学的刺激。应该说意识性的或者是化学性的刺激，然后让你身体会产生这样的激素。
And the word rush itself actually means like if you're hurrying to do something or something is pushed through.
而这个英文字 rush 呢，它就是好像你很快的、很急的、很赶的去做什么事情，也就是说你整个人的状态被往前冲的推向前面的状况。
And that's what your body is doing. It's like pushing these chemicals like dopamine and adrenaline and there's different pheromones and things being pushed into your brain. And your brain loves that.
而当这种很强大的一个刺激进到你身体的时候，你身体就会产生某一种荷尔蒙一样的这种激素，那这些激素就全部会涌进你的脑子里，那你就会觉得很亢奋，那习惯了你的身体，你就会希望常常有这种感觉。
But when your brain doesn't get those chemicals, that's when you get these cravings, and you think, I need to have another cigarette, or I need to see that girl again, or I need to make some more money, whatever the attraction is.
所以呢，当这样子的刺激隔了一阵子没有的时候呢，你的脑子就会跟你索求，想要再有，所以你就又开始要啊，去再找一支烟来抽，或者再去得到更多的钱，或赌博，或者是玩电玩等等的，就是你会一直去索求。
Okay, so these things really is from your sin nature and from your emotional patterns, which is those drugs inside your body.
而所以这就是呢，你来自于你的罪性跟你的这种情绪的一种循环，而这样的东西就变成了你沉迷的一个源头。
But you're expected to use your volition, to use your mentality to control those urges.
而你呢，却想要用你的自由意志去控制你的这种一直不断的索求吗？
And that's where the evil comes in, where Satan, using his cosmic system, he says, oh, don't worry about it, just follow your heart. You want to do that? That's good for you.
所以这时候呢，就是撒旦他来跟你讲说，哦，不要担心，跟随着你的心吧，这个就是撒旦的诡计。
Now, some addictions aren't so bad for society. For example, soap operas or watching football on TV, yeah, that's okay.
有一些
to an extent.
有一些这个你的这种沉迷对整个社会的影响力不会很大，比如说你就一直看这个电视剧好追剧，或者是你一直在看这个足球赛，这个好像对社会没什么大的影响。
But you get a lot of addictions and they can be dangerous to society. For example, you're talking about drugs or gambling or crime, pornography, things like that. It's dangerous.
但是有很多的这种沉迷是可能影响到整个社会的。那比如说啊，就吃药，好，然后或者是赌博，或者是犯罪，习惯性的犯罪，或者是看这些性相关的这些东西。
Okay. Some people get addicted to protesting.
哦，也有一些人呢，他会对这个抗争变成沉迷。
When I was a student at university, we got involved in a very small protest. It was very quiet, but we were out there with our signs and protesting the government. This was about paying student fees for university. And it was like we had a fun day out. It felt like we were doing something for society.
就像听说他在学生时期呢，非常非常热衷于抗议。好，当时的抗议是希望这个the pay your pay, what kind of
protesting
for what?
We were getting free education, and we were protesting. Now we're going to have to pay for education.
因为他们在那个时代呢，本来学生念书是不用付钱的，可是政府却好像想要来这个收他们学费了，然后所以这些他们学生们就非常热衷的去抗议。
Yeah, but some people actually, you know, they get addicted to that protesting. It becomes their lifestyle.
但经由这样的这个抗议啊，后来有一些学生就变成非常沉迷于抗议，甚至变成他生活生命的一个部分。
And we're going to have an example of that after the break.
我们等一下休息后呢，会再来给一个这个范例跟大家说。
Just to continue on.We looked at addiction now, and then the next category or next example of evil in the world is paganism.
另外一个呢是异教的崇拜。
And that's the worshipping of the creation rather than the creator.
那这个呢其实是对于被造的一个崇拜，而不是对创造者的崇拜。
And this comes out in Romans 1:25.
这是在罗马书中的一章二十五节。
And it's been going on for thousands and thousands of years where people have been worshipping creatures.
很多很好几千年来啊，人类呢就很喜欢去对那些被造物去做崇拜。
I'll just take you actually to Romans 1:25. We can have a quick look at that now.
我们先来看罗马书的一章二十五节。
Now, these are people that have rejected God.
所以这些人呢，他们呢拒绝了神。
And when they reject God, then they're going to suck in the lie into their souls.
因为他们拒绝了神，所以他们会把所谓骗 骗人就是什么谎言呢放进了他们的魂中。
Okay, so they changed the truth of God into a lie, and then they worshipped not the creator, but the creation. And you can read the verse there, I guess.
所以在这种时候呢他们是用谎言取代了真理然后他们的崇拜呢不是对神而是对被造物。
There's another verse here, they're worshipping the creatures of the ground or something. Where is it? Okay, oh, sorry, in 123. So we're going to step back into verse 123. It says what they're worshipping, they're making idols.
我们从这个一章二十三节开始读哈，这罗马书的一章二十三节。
See, they changed the glory of the incorruptible, which means the unchanging God, into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things.
他将不会朽坏的神的荣耀变成了偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽、昆虫的样式。
We see this in the Buddhist temples in Thailand a lot, where they have these statues of big animals all around these temples.
在泰国，你就会看到在那些神庙或者是庙里面哈，你会看到各种各样的动物的形象的这些偶像。
One of the most prominent of the animals is the lion. They have the statues of the lion, they will sing, in these temples, at the temple entrances.
然后在这个庙的前面呢都还会有那个大的狮子他们做的那个狮子的偶像在庙前。
See, the lion is the king of the four-footed animals. So that's just what Paul is mentioning here in verse 23. So it's 4 feet, right? And the lion is the king of the animals.
而这个狮子呢就是所谓四角的这个四角的兽哈也是所有动物的王。
And then the creeping things in these temples, they have these big serpents made up and long sort of coming down the stairs and down the hills going up to these temples.
Naga,
yeah, N-A-G-A they might call it in English. He's like the king of the snakes.
然后还有那种爬行动物哦也这样子在这个 inside the temple?
Usually, you have the stairs going up to the temple,
right.
And on both sides of the top of the stairs, you have this long, long snake.
It's a concrete.
That's not dragon? In Chinese, we call dragon, right?
Okay.
With legs, right?
No legs.
No legs.
好然后他们的在那个楼梯就是大门庙的大门口的楼梯两侧呢会有那种非常长的蛇。
People will stick up their offerings to these things as well, and they stick flowers around them. It's like they're worshipping these creatures.
然后他们呢，就人呢，就会去崇拜这些动物，然后还会给他们戴花圈啊什么的。
Yeah, so that's exactly what Paul is talking about here.
这就是保罗所说的事。
Okay, and nowadays with the environmental movement, people are worshipping the earth.
而现在呢，这些环保主义者呢，他们呢就去崇拜了这个地球。
And that goes back to the worship of Mother Earth, which has been going on for thousands of years.
这会让我们想到这个我们对于大地之母的这种崇拜，这已经几千年来了。
Okay, it's time for a break now, so we'll come back at, let's say, 3:10.
好，我们3:10再回来，我们休息，有一个比较长一点点的休息，3:10回来。